Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Darren.
Now, you're chasing the state government, and election's coming up Saturday, so you're chasing them for some money for flood mitigation work in and around Railton, right?
Yeah, that's right. We're looking to both parties to plead support for that project. Look, we're willing to lay down over $3 million as a small council. The federal government are willing to lay down the same, and they have laid down the money towards that project. And so we're looking for the Liberal and Labor parties to pledge to help us. It's our number one priority. I know Longford and Launceston in the past, when they've had flood protection, it's been a third for all levels of government, and that's really what we're wanting here to get this done. It flooded in 2011, flooded in 2016, and when you do a bit of research, Darren, it's flooded all the way back into the 1800s. So we do have a plan, and we really want to get on and get the work done, but our goal is to protect the town from a flood that is equivalent to the 2011 flood, which was the worst one that we'd seen. So looking for support there. Our council, I don't think, will want to fund $7 million of our money towards that. I think that'll send us to the wall. So we really are after some support for the other third from whichever party does come into power.
Fair enough, too. And just give us an idea of what sort of work you want done. You know, how will the money be spent?
Yeah, there's going to be some levee walls that they're putting in, so to stop the water lapping over the sides. What happens with the Redwater Creek is it's a small creek, but it has a really large catchment, so it tends to rise quickly and fall quickly, and it just bursts its banks. So we need to hold the water in. We need to make the creek wider as well. We need to widen a bridge, and we need to be able to hold some of the water back for a while and then let it back in. So not cheap projects. We're going for what we think is a reasonable option for the township.
Fair enough. All right, let's get on to some things happening in the Kentish area this weekend. Firstly, the Weindorfer Memorial Day. Now, this is Sunday at Wilmot. Basically commemorates and, well, to a certain degree, honours Gustav and Kate Weindorfer. Now, they were pioneers of the Cradle Mountain area. Can you summarise why they're so important to the region? What do they do?
Yeah, well, they were the ones who opened up and went into Cradle Mountain and saw the mountain there. I'm sure the Indigenous people would have seen it as well. But when they've gone in, Gustav certainly had the vision that this should be a national park for all people. And so he ended up setting himself up there, and, you know, Kate would come and go from there, and they set up Waldheim, and it became the early tourist attraction where friends and family and visitors would come up into that area. So, and the Wilmot community, their Tourist and Progress Association, has they've taken on that event, and they ran a cracker the year before last. Absolutely packed town. Last year was harder for them to do because of COVID, but this year they're back. So they're really wanting people to come to learn about the Weindorfers, to see Wilmot too. It's certainly been through some improvements in the streetscape. And you can head up to Cradle, there'll be a bus trip, and then there'll be a service commemorating their lives, which is on at 12 o'clock. So that's it. People need to book to be in the service and on the bus trip. So Eventbrite is a website you can go to and buy your tickets and be a part of that. But if you don't want to be in those, there'll still be some other events happening in the park next door. There'll be some old vehicles coming through, being set up, arts and crafts, and just a step into the past.
Yeah, well, a good bit of history. All right, so that's at the Wilmot Memorial Hall. So that service, as you mentioned, at 12. But before that, that bus trip, so that leaves at 8, back at 11. That's to Cradle. And as you mentioned, get your tickets through Eventbrite. And I believe the ABC are actually, ABC TV Backroads program are actually going to turn up and cover that this weekend as well. So it's terrific.
Wonderful. I better make sure that I have a shower that week.
All right. Now, speaking of having a shower, these guys and girls will be needing a good shower after the Gravity Enduro Series, the mountain bikes. That's coming up, part of the Wild Mersey Mountain Bike Trails. And that's on this weekend?
That's right, yeah. Headquarters will be Goliath Park. There'll be warm-ups on the Saturday, but the big event is on the Sunday. It's the giant Taz Gravity Enduro event that kicks off, I think, around about 9 o'clock. From what I understand, they've got at least 220 participants. They did 2 days ago, so I'm assuming they've probably got more. So this is a big deal, and it's the first time we've really been able to show off our network in an event. Well, look, this was supposed to run some months ago, but we had an absolute horrid piece of weather and we had to call it off. But it's back, it's on, and so they get timed on the downhillers. You know, that's where the event, while you have to pedal around, it's actually the downhill bits is where the timing comes in it. So it's a way to get people into Kentish and into Railton. So if you want to get a bit of a feel for it, go up Saturday or Sunday into Railton to Goliath Park and you'll see the bikes there early in the morning. And I think they finish at Seven Sheds, which is a brewery, microbrewery in Railton. I think it's 2 o'clock on Sunday. Really excited to have this coming for the mountain bikes. We're all enjoying riding the trails, but as for an event, this is our biggest one.
Well, it's a classic example of build it and they will come, right?
That's what's happened, yes. And they'll keep coming.
All right. Now, the website for that, if you go to tasgravityenduro.com.au, follow the links there. Well, I hope you get that money for the floodworks. That'd be nice.
Well, it would be. I don't really know what we're going to do. Otherwise, we can't really turn back now. It's just going to flood again. We've done two things that have been helpful. Remove the willows. We do that every year because they were a problem in the initial flooding. And there's a railway bridge down there, a Taz Railway Bridge, and it was holding back some water. And there's been some cleaning up around that, and I reckon they've increased the flow past there by about 25%. So they're two good things, and things have improved, but we'd be fooling ourselves to think that they've improved enough not to flood again. So we'll have to get there some way or other, so we're hoping that we do get that support.
Yeah, good luck. Thanks for having me on, Tim.
Good on you, Darren.